This is in relation to the circuit court ruling in the, I think it's a like kind of an anti-competition monopoly case against Google.
It's a crazy time.
Very. I know one, there was a forwarded email that was an internal email showing that they were using the traditional ranking signals as a way to fine tune their training for the AI mode and AI overviews.
I believe we should be fostering camaraderie and love and debate and healthy professional, because I think that's where truth and progress is found, is having the opposition. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Run Radio, your go-to podcast for all things digital marketing and growing your business with your hosts, Quinn.
And Brian. Just kidding. I'm bringing it back.
All right, you guys. Boy, today's a tricky day. So we've got some updates that we want to share with you that we'd found on X, on Twitter. We've got a couple other updates on our business we want to share with you guys, and some wins that we're seeing both with our clients, and some quick things that you guys can try out for your own business. But before we get into any of that, we do want to do just a quick recognition of kind of current events. Today is, so we're recording this on 9/11. We've got flags out. We are honoring and remembering those who have passed and those who have served. It is a big component of our lives as individuals and as business owners. We believe, God, family, and country are at the top of our core values. And we just wanted to give a moment for that, and as well as the current events of yesterday, with both shootings, our hearts, prayers, thoughts, good vibes go out to all families and people affected by that. So it's a crazy time.
Very.
It's a crazy time. I had seen a post on social media from a friend or a connection, and I felt like they said it really well. They don't like to entertain the thoughts that are negative. They don't like to give time and attention to things that are just outrightly negative. However, that being said, he had read or seen some sort of analysis by some sort of data group suggesting that there was potential for civil war by 2030. And I just read that and thought, that's not even possible. I can't even imagine. I don't even want to imagine. And yet then not an hour later, all of the events of yesterday had passed. And it just scares me to death to think that that type of rhetoric is even going out there. I believe we should be fostering camaraderie and love and debate and, healthy professional, because I think that's where truth and, progress is found, is having the opposition. My personal religious beliefs is that there must needs be opposition in all things. That is why we're here, to learn for ourselves, and opposition is good. It's in that discourse, in that dissonance, that cognitive dissonance is where growth takes place and progress takes place. And so I want to make sure that our voice, both from my personal perspective and us as Run Digital, is out there, that we condemn violence and in any sort of way, certainly political violence. We do condone opposition and conversation, discourse and dialogue.
Yeah, as being Utah locals, we don't have a lot of things like that happen here. Yeah. And I think And I appreciate and hope that I'm raising my family in a place that some might see as sheltered, and that's what I'm after. And so it was shocking. It was absolutely shocking. And I think everyone, you know, when something like that happens and you see it on a text message through family or friends, from people that were there, it makes things a lot more close to home, and
both physically and, you know, metaphorically.
Yeah.
Close to home. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that's something that when we see on the news and it's somewhere else and we don't know the people, as even though, you know, they're our fellow countrymen, there's a separation there. And this was much bigger than that.
Yeah.
And so I think another thing was the footage. You know, I don't think that's something that people are used to, having that type of footage
so quickly published, so quickly and readily available, almost as if we're there. I mean, we saw intricate details that I wish I didn't
could unsee.
Right.
Yeah. So with, you know, we had meetings that were postponed yesterday. We had, it definitely was a really big deal, I think, for the entire country. And, and so, yeah, it's definitely worth taking a time and a moment to reflect on.
So with that, you guys, we will pivot. Hopefully everybody's doing well and we move forward the best that we can. Okay, so with that, we wanted to share some positive news. We have worked, obviously, so between the two of us, Brian and I have, you know, just over 30 years of experience, Brian carrying 2/3 of that, right? We've worked in and around and through Google and websites for a good long time. In the capacity of Run Digital, we have, you know, our products include SEO and paid ads. And in all that time, we have not yet had a certification. I'll let Brian dive into this, that we desperately have wanted, but we finally can say that we have.
Tell us about that. And part of that is a little bit of an administrative thing. Yes. On my part. But we finally have our Google Partner badge. It's up on our website. I think one thing that happens is there are a lot of agencies that you'll go and everybody's got their Google Partner badge on their site, but you'll notice a lot of them don't actually click. I think people just throw up the logo for it and say, yeah, here you go. And so we just needed to go through and complete some clicks and make it happen. So it was well worth the effort to go and have that added, because it doesn't just represent you and I, it also represents our team.
That's right.
And so it's great to be able to give our team that recognition as well, because our team has worked hard on making sure they have certifications and growing as digital marketers. And so that's right. I like having that. And whether potential clients or existing clients are swayed by it or not, I at least hope our team sees that and say, yeah, there's our merit badge.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's important to call out a couple things here. One, we're invested in our people. We have historically been, and we are continually investing in our people, whether or not they are anticipating stay with us. We want to help them grow their careers and their skill set. And if they do stay, obviously that's mutually beneficial. And so we have promoted both monetarily and otherwise to have our internal people get certifications and grow and deepen their skill set, master their craft. And so that's something to be said about it as well. Something that you might consider is, you know, are the partners that you're working with today, do they have these types of signals that show that they're not here for quick wins or, you know, get in, get out, quick churn? But these are the types of things that you would see a partner who's in it for the long haul, who wants to see your success grow. This is going to be a signal for that. So you might check that out. If you do see that Google Partner badge out there, maybe give it a little click and see if it goes anywhere, because that's an indicator. If that goes somewhere and shows the certification, you know that they officially have it, and otherwise they may not.
Yeah, I'm certain that if you were on, you know, Reddit or some of the digital marketing threads, it's not really given any credence, and you know, we could have had it a long time ago, but the administrative side was my delay, and so. But I think mutual.
I can own that with you.
But I do think it's cool to have, and hopefully, you know, other agencies out there are not just throwing up that image and taking the time to.
And it's not the only certification that we have or that we intend to have. There are several out there that we're still working on to make sure, again, in certain situations where we work through things, that we already have a lot of the skill sets there, but we want to rectify or ratify that with the actual official badge. So be watching for those. We'll let you know. So you guys, we do have a quick one today as well. We're kind of coming to the table with these podcasts we want them to be valuable. And if we wax too philosophical too long, I think we lose people. I think that as we get more and more interest and more following, you know, we'll have more clarity on how to pivot and what information is most relevant to you guys. So with that, we're trying to do these shorter posts anyway to get some quick wins out to you and see if people are biting on that and enjoying that. So today, Brian comes to the table with a pretty cool, well, I don't know.
It's interesting.
Interesting at the very least. Update shared by our guy,
Cyrus. Shepherd. Yeah.
Let's see if I can show this up.
Yeah, he is a fairly well-known SEO on Twitter. I spend a considerable amount of time on SEO Twitter and new things that are happening out there. And so he shared a very interesting post, and this is in relation to the circuit court ruling in the, I think it's a like kind of an anti-competition monopoly case against Google. I can't remember what they call those, but
So let's give a little explanation here. Basically what we're seeing here, Cyrus has got three images. And we'll kind of walk through what they're saying, but we've got basically a legal documentation here that shows a court hearing where the plaintiffs are requesting basic standardized information inside Google's large, and I think the language that they say is like domineering, or let's see, what does it say? Dominant database, because basically, they've been crawling and indexing for so long that it's really difficult for competitors to come in and compete. There really isn't competition, and there hasn't been for a long time, which is why we often say like the behemoth Google, because they're so large and so far ahead of crawling and seeing and knowing what's out there on the web. It's difficult for anybody to come in. So the plaintiffs here are actually requesting for six different key components to the index that would be what they're considering not proprietary. So they're not asking for algorithmic proprietary information. They're specifically asking for data that would be, quote, reasonable and proportional to help fix the harm of Google's exclusive agreements, is what we're seeing here. So, let's look at some of that. I mean, some of this might be more in the weeds than you care, but unique doc ID or for each page or document that they've crawled, a map of the doc IDs to their URLs, when the URL was first seen, when it was last crawled, a spam score, and a device type flag. Give the edge.
Yeah, it will help level the playing field, supposedly. And so it's just interesting to be in this industry for so long and see, you know, how much interest is shown to seeing under the hood at Google. I know last year in 2024, we had a Google leak that came out that was internal documentation of a lot of these different ranking signals. And so I know a big one that came out was Nav Boost, is how it was referred to internally. And that is one of the data points for their algorithm, or I think it's actually a specific API in their algorithm that monitors and learns from user data in Chrome. So as users are going and visiting websites and clicking in the search results, and how that impacts how sites, how websites will rank. And so while that is something that has been long, forever, people assumed, you know, especially when we had Core Web Vitals and we could see they were taking load time measurements from Chrome, but everyone assumed they were taking other data from Chrome users, and then that confirmed it. And so this feels like, to me, a court ruling for another peek under the hood. And it's interesting to see what they have chosen and requested to help level the playing field for their own platforms.
Yeah. And the ruling has in fact been ruled. So this image here shows that the ruling was basically not forcing Google to break up any core products like Chrome or Android, but that they would be then required to share or make available, at the very least, three of these six components that would help kind of curb that competition. And so, what does Cyrus say? He says here, he shows a stock market
and for Alphabet.
Impact for Alphabet. But you'll notice here, and this is what we feel as well. One, is this going to change Google? Unlikely. Number one, Google. I keep giving you lists. The first reason why this is unlikely to change Google is they're still the behemoth, and so by sharing some of these key components, they're still so far ahead. It's unlikely that we see much of the market share get picked up by the other search engines. The other thing that Cyrus mentions here is that Google does like to drag their feet. And so
might be a while.
It might be a while before anything even comes from the ruling anyway. And likely AI is going to be changing the landscape more than any impact this ruling might have.
Yeah, especially for the end user's experience. I think AI is going to have a significant impact in the near and coming future for Google search. However, we have seen other internal documentation. I know there was a forwarded email that was an internal email showing that they were using the traditional ranking signals as a way to fine tune their training for the AI mode and AI overviews. And so there's still impact there from the traditional ranking signals. And I imagine there will be for some time, but anyways, I thought it was interesting enough to share. And so I'd love to hear other marketers' thoughts on this court ruling. Do they think it matters? And can the level playing field be leveled at this point, or is it too far ahead? And so,
yeah. Awesome. Well, as always, you guys, if there is anything that you're struggling with out there on your career or on your business marketing wise, and you'd like to hear our opinion about it, go ahead and leave a comment for us so we can pick it up and check it out. And we'd love to dive into anything that you find is important. As always, this is Run Radio, your go-to podcast for all things digital marketing and growing your business, with your hosts, Quinn
and Brian.
And for this, we'll see you next time, you guys. Grow fast.
Scale smart.
Hey, you guys, thanks for watching this video. Of course, we hope that you liked it, and we hope that you want to share it with your friends. Maybe even press that like button for us. Maybe even subscribe. You could toggle the notification bell so that you get notified when we put out our new videos. If you found this content helpful, you guys, go ahead and visit rundigital.com and you can sign up for our newsletter there, where you will receive then all the latest and greatest from Run Radio news and updates, of course, in marketing and in business growth. You can find the sign up on the homepage of the site. Of course, if you're looking for help in your business or your agency, you can reach out directly to us from the website, or you can even check out our completely transparent pricing on rundigital.com/pricing. You guys, we do white label our services to other agencies who may not feel like they have the capabilities to fulfill on some of the things that their clients need. So you can hit us up about that. If nothing else, you can certainly find us on all the socials, where we have short form videos on quick tips and tricks that you can do to fix your marketing mistakes right now, or to just get more out of your digital footprint for your business. Anyway, as always, we'll see you in the next video. This is Quinn with Run, Grow Fast, Scale Smart.